Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings softball program. Tony, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk last week, but I'll tell you what, since the last time we talked, things have started to really look up for this team. Winners of five of your last six games after losing a couple games to Northwest Nazarene on the road. You end up winning the last two, and then you take three of four from St. Martin's. 5 of 6 on the road, not bad.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the fact that we've won 5 of 6. The road trip to Northwest Nazarene started out pretty shaky. We lost our first two there. Didn't hit the ball well. Didn't play good defense, and pitching was pretty suspect too. So the first two games out were pretty rough. The next day we bounced back and played two very good games, and you know, give Northwest Nazarene a lot of credit. They're getting better. Tough, scrappy little team, but we battled back and played well the next day, and then driving out to St. Martin's this past weekend. I think the first day was, I don't want to say it was a great day for us, but it sure was nice to get the first two wins of the weekend. You know, when you're traveling, it just takes so much out of you that, you know, even though we travel a day in advance to try and get a little rest before we start playing, it still can wear you out. So getting those first two wins, it was nice because, you know, they came into our place and we split with them. We went 2-2. We won the first two at home, and then we lost the next two at home. So going out there, winning those first two on the road were pretty nice. And I told the team after the games, I says, now, you know, tomorrow we got to carry this momentum into the games, because, you know, we were fired up. We were ready to play ball. And unfortunately, that second day we came out and we weren't quite ready. Didn't hit the ball well. Slim pitched a good game. She only gave up 4 runs. And I'm not exactly sure how many were earned, but I know they weren't all earned. But we just didn't hit that ball. And then we, you know, exploded in the second game for a 10-0 lead. But then, oh boy, the wheels really came off. We made all those errors in that one inning and let them back in the game. But fortunately, we withstood their punch, and we ended up winning that ball game. So, yeah, I'm pretty pleased with winning 5 of 6. You know, got us up to 20 wins and 3 games below 500. But, you know, it's a process right now. It's things are getting better, and then all of a sudden they seem to turn around, and you know, we take one step forward and take 2 steps back. That's Aaron and I, my assistant, we were talking about that in the hotel room that night, that you know, we seem to, you know, make a very strong push and we look very good at times, and then all of a sudden things just turn for the worse and we look like we've never played softball a game in our lives. So if we can make something consistent and, you know, battle through the adversity a little bit better, I like where this team is headed.
You know, you've been coaching a long time, both at the assistant level and, of course, second head coaching job, you know, here at MSU Billings. I suspect you would probably have a tough time looking back on your coaching career in a game when you had 6 errors in one inning, 7 in a game, and yet you still come out with a win. I'm sure somebody would have told you, oh, you're going to have 7 errors this game, but you're still going to win. You'd have probably said, no, I don't think that's going to happen. But yet you still won 12-8. That's well, I was going to say that's impressive. I don't know if impressive is the right word, but certainly it shows that despite some major adversity, I guess the bottom line is you ended up winning it.
Yeah, I guess you could say it was impressive to a point, unimpressive at times.
Well, you got 14 hits.
Yes. I mean, we were very impressive offensively, and we were very impressive defensively up until that inning where we made 6 errors. You know, it was almost like St. Martin's was saying, here, have these outs, take them. And we just weren't taking them, you know. And like I said, up until that point, we made every play, and we made some great plays. Stevie Howard out in left field made a nice diving catch to steal a hit. Whitney Whittemore at shortstop was doing just about everything she could to keep the ball in the infield, made some great plays too. And then all of a sudden it turned around on us in the next inning, and, you know, they scored 8, and I don't know if any of those runs were earned, to be honest with you, but, you know, it just seemed like the wheels came off at one point, and, you know, give St. Martin's credit. I mean, if you don't put the ball in play, you're not going to be able to score runs, and you can't force the defense to make plays. But unfortunately, we did not make the plays that we needed to make in that inning, and they battled back into the ball game. And the impressive part was is that we didn't let down. It was 10-8 at one point. We scored a couple more runs, and that was, I think, you know, kind of the backbreaker for St. Martin's. You know, it's 10 runs, it's a lot to come back from, but even still, I think they had it in their mind that, you know, 2 runs at 10-8 wasn't insurmountable. But once we scored those other two to make it 12-8, I think that's what put the end to the whole thing. And thank God, because I don't think my hair could have gotten any more gray.
Well, I'll tell you, Tony, obviously it's a team game, and winning 5 of 6 means the team's coming around, but some great individual performances for you, particularly one that I want to mention. That'll be up on the second part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Since 1937, Conlon's Furniture has been the premier home furnishing shopping choice in Montana, the Dakotas, and northern Wyoming. Conlon's features a wide variety and assortment of major brand furniture and home furnishings to satisfy the first-time buyer, the heirloom seeker, and the most discriminating decorator. Conlon's has major brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Sealy, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Palzer, and Cochran. See exclusive collections manufactured specifically for Conlon's and marketed under Conlon's private labels. Custom order options are Conlon's specialty, and Conlon's offers great financing alternatives. You owe it to yourself to be comforted by Conlon's.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jackets Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings softball team. Want to talk about one player in particular, just to kind of start things off, Casey Hoffman. The first thing I thought when I looked at this was, boy, look at those numbers. You know, she batted 667, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs as you won 3 of 4 games at St. Martin's. The second thing that stood out is, boy, whoever was the co-great Northwest Athletic Conference player of the week must have had a heck of a week. Because with those kind of numbers, you don't normally see Co in front of it, but no way around it. Casey Hoffman just played some incredible ball. And again, looking at her numbers, she's had a fine year for you.
Yeah, you know, last week we worked very hard on inside pitches and what you need to do to keep the ball fair. When we were at Northwest Nazarene, the reason we got beat them first two games, they played right into our weaknesses. Or I should say we played right into our weaknesses, and they pitched to our weaknesses offensively. They were going inside on us, and our left arm was getting straight too soon, and we were pulling everything foul, and we were getting behind in the count. And they did, like I said, Northwest Nazarene did a very good job of exposing our weaknesses. We worked on it hard all week, what we need to do to make sure that if they come inside, we're not, you know, hitting that ball 300 feet foul. We're keeping it fair. And in the first game of the weekend, Casey got up to bat. She's our fifth hitter in the lineup, and I believe there were two people on. She hit an inside pitch down the left field line for a double that normally probably would have went about 100 feet foul. But she made the adjustment she needed to make, and instead of, you know, pulling it foul, she kept it fair. And I think that was, you know, a realization for her that you know, this mechanic does work, and all you got to do is trust it. And they couldn't beat her the rest of the weekend. They ended up pitching her away. She hit doubles to the right center gap. If they made a mistake, God, she hit one. St. Martin's has a 225-foot fence, and then they've got a big net behind the fence that protects this brand-new athletic building that they just built, like an auxiliary gymnasium. And the thing's got to be about, you know, 50, 60 feet tall. Casey hit a ball on the roof of that thing. So I think that's just indicative of the weekend that she had, that she just couldn't be beat. And, you know, thankfully, you know, we had other hitters doing their job, and that's, you know, being on base when the 3-4-5 spot comes up and, you know, allows Casey to, you know, do her thing and get some RBIs and push runs across to help the team out. So, yeah, Casey had a great weekend, and, you know, all around, I think, for the team, she was pretty pleased with what everybody was doing, and, you know, made her job easier when she's hitting the ball.
You know, we've talked about the fact, and there's just no ways around it. You know, you've been decimated by injuries, certainly at the pitching level, but not just at the pitching level, out in the field as well. I think if somebody would have told you at the start of the year you're going to be putting Stevie Howard out in left field, Becca Frank's going to be playing some outfield for you and all these things, you'd have said, no, I've been coaching for a while. That isn't going to happen. What are you thinking? You've had to make some adjustments and give some girls some credit because they're playing in positions that aren't necessarily they're familiar with and doing a great job for you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The idea that we are moving regular infielders, Stevie Howard's been playing, you know, middle infield all her life. Now, she's played a little outfield when she was younger, and she'd mentioned that to me earlier this season when we started getting some injuries.
Evidently a big mistake on her part, because now you've moved her there.
Yeah, Well, she actually asked me last week. She says, something's wrong here. I just don't feel like I'm involved. And I told her, I says, it's natural, because when you're in the infield, you hear everything that's going on. You see everything that's going on, and your back is, you know, to the outfield. I says, now you're out in the outfield and everybody's back is to you. It's a complete change in terms of your perception and what you're seeing. And I told her, don't get down on yourself just because of it. You're not out of the loop. It's just you're just a little bit further away from it. That's all. And she adjusted very well, made some outstanding plays for us at Northwest Nazarene. And I mean plays that you would think somebody that's been playing the outfield for years and years would only be able to make. Not her. She made some plays that you just got to sit back and scratch your head and say, you know, last week she was playing second base and now she's playing the outfield like that. No way. And so a ton of credit to Stevie. And last weekend at St. Martin, she's one of those kids that if the ball goes up into the air, she's going to go get it. And she did a great job, made some great plays for us out in left field. And she's really solidified our outfield with the injuries that we've had. And Becca Frank, same thing. I'm thinking about when we were in California, I put her in right field, I put her in center field, I put her at second base, I put her at shortstop. Just the fact that we have players that are unselfish like that and will play anywhere you ask them to and play well, it really helps us out because of the injuries that we've had. So, you know, a lot of credit to those two for what they've done to help this team.
And some credit to you, too, for in terms of the recruiting process, because I know I followed it, and you've recruited players that certainly are capable of playing other positions. I think a Jenna Van Eikeren, a very good catcher, but, of course, she's got one of the all-GNAC players in Kelly Parsons in front of her. You know, she's played some infield for you. I know there's other positions she can play. I think of Amanda Hood. I know when you got Amanda from Hamilton, she's a player that can play in various positions. I suspect sometimes when you look at a girl to recruit, certainly you look at a catcher maybe, or you look at a pitcher, you're looking at a specific position, but there are probably some players that are just saying, hey, these are good athletes, and perhaps they can be some pretty versatile performers for us.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do when we're recruiting. We look at their athleticism and not necessarily position play. If we're recruiting for a specific position, we will go and look at specific positional play. But overall, when we're bringing players in, we try and look at athleticism first. And, you know, Jenna Van Eikeren's probably the prototypical player that we like to bring in. She can catch. She can play second. She can play third. And I think if you asked her to, she'd go out into the outfield as well. You're not going to lose anything with her. Same thing with Stevie. Same thing with Becca. Amanda Hood played first base for most of her career, and I think her last couple of years at Hamilton, and then played outfield for her ASA team. We've already made a little transition with her where she's playing outfield, and then she's getting some work on the infield as well at first base. I like lefty first basemen, I really do. That's something that we look for specifically is multi-positional play, because you never know when something like this is going to happen. And as many years as I've been coaching, I think it was bound to happen at some point. I think it happens to every team at some point. But if you're prepared for it, it won't be as big of a detriment. And I think that's what we've got going on right now. You know, we've worked our way back to 20-23 in terms of our record. And, you know, as far as that goes, I'm happy with where we've come based on what's happened this year. But, boy, I think you'd ask this team. I think they probably could have done it a little bit better, and they wish they had. And we've got a few games to hopefully, you know, prove that to everybody that, you know, it's tough what we've gone through this year. It's extremely difficult to bounce back from such things. And so give them a lot of credit. And, you know, the players that have moved possessions and have done what they've needed to do to help this team get back to the point that we're at.
League leading Central Washington in town this weekend, the beginning of an 8-game homestand for MSUB. We'll talk about that on the third part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
Yeah, it's that time of the year again, but I couldn't resist. I got you a little present. I call it Godfather's Pizza Sugar Cookie Combo with extra sugar on top.
A savory medium combo pizza, a tasty medium one-topping pizza, and a scrumptious sugar cookie. Just $23. Two mouth-watering Godfather's pizzas and a big sugar cookie. Just $23.
I always get sentimental this time of year. About pizza. Order my sugar cookie combo today.
Are you ready to get amped? AMP helps athletes get in the game and stay there. Our performance programs build strength, speed, and endurance. And if injuries do occur, our sports docs, the best in the region, are there to help athletes heal, regain their strength, and get back on the field. AMP, athletic, medicine, and performance. Check us out at ampmontana.com. AMP is a proud supporter of the Yellow Jackets.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team, as they get set to host GNAC leader Central Washington on Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. both days. Central Washington, boy, I'll tell you, this is a team that's played some great ball in the GNAC, not just this year, but last year they played some good ball as well. You've won 5 of 6, nice little momentum for you, and I expect against a team like this you need it.
Yeah, definitely. Central's got a great pitching staff, and they have definitely supplemented their offense with some of the people that they brought in. The shortstop that transferred over from Lower Columbia, Sam Petra, she's amazing. And I forget what their first baseman's name is, but she's a transfer from Purdue. Those two are just hitting the heck out of the ball. And then Danielle Monson, who just set the NCAA record for hits in a game. They're very tough, offensively. They're pitching with Lauren Haddenfeld. I mean, amazing pitcher. We actually tried to recruit her to get her to come to MSU Billings, and she chose Central. So it's going to be a tough weekend for us because they are a very solid team. As far as the conference goes, they have proven that they're the team to beat this year. And so you got to give them a ton of credit. I don't think our team's going to lay down against them. We went out there and we lost 3 of 4, but we won the last game 6-2 against the same Central Washington team. So I think it's important to understand that, although they are as good as they are, we can still play well, compete with them, and possibly get some wins. And, I don't want to say we want to play the role of the spoiler this weekend, because there's a monumental outside mathematical chance that we could still be in it, but we'd have to win the rest of our games and get a little help from some other teams. I want us under that mindset, to think that we're playing for something. Let's dig deep. Let's figure out what we're made of this weekend, because it's going to be tough. We're going to face some adversity. They're going to hit the ball. They're going to pitch the ball well. And I want to see how we react to that, and what we do in terms of playing defense, what we do in terms of making adjustments in the batter's box, how's our pitching going to work around some of their better hitters. I want to see how we stack up against them, because I think it will definitely tell us where we're headed. And I'm not looking towards next year yet, but we're only losing 2 seniors this year, so that means we're going to be returning a lot of good players. And this weekend is going to be, a barometer for us to see, what we're made of this year and what we can carry into the years to come.
One thing about it, and again, we're not talking about next year, we're talking about this year, but so forgive me for this, but the one thing about injuries is if there is a silver lining in that cloud, it's the fact that certain players get playing time that probably wouldn't have got as much playing time this year. They get put in situations that maybe they wouldn't have otherwise. So it's a little bit of a trial by fire, but certainly that does, I think, usually pay dividends down the road.
Absolutely, and that's what we've told some of these players is, at the beginning of the season when we weren't injured, when we weren't dealing with that adversity, some of those players that weren't playing were, a little upset. Hey, I want to play. And it's almost an issue of be careful what you wish for, because it might come true. And then once the injury started happening, we had to throw players in positions that they possibly weren't ready to play. I think it opened their eyes to the level of competition. It's easy to sit in the stands and say, okay, my my daughter can play there. It's easy to sit in the dugout and say, you know what, I should be playing. But as soon as you get out there, as soon as you are asked to play that position, it's a completely different world. This level of competition, they'll chew you up and spit you out and not even feel bad about it. And then while you're laying on the ground, they'll kick dirt on you when they're walking past you. So, I think some of the players have realized that now, and that's really going to help us in years to come, as this experience is going to pay off for them, because now they understand that it's not about just going out there and standing in a position. You got to work your tail off. And if you're not, somebody else is going to beat you out. Somebody else is going to come in, and they're going to work their tail off. They're going to outwork you. They're going to outplay you. And, you know, it's definitely something to be aware of, that while you're sitting there and you're wishing that you were playing all the time, is like I said, be careful, because it might happen, and that's what happened to us this year. And you know, some of the people that got thrown into the fire, they didn't react well to begin with, but they're starting to come around, and you know, that's helpful, because now that they have this experience, they can carry that into the seasons to come.
All right. Well, it's been a nice couple of weeks for you. Congratulations on that. And again, coming up Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. both days at Cenex Stadium, they'll be Montana State Billings will be taking on Central Washington. Best of luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank you, Ken.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Tony Stone. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.